Welcome back to another episode of Don't Tell Mom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back and happy holidays. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
Whoa. No doubt. We were jamming right before that.
I hope you y'all ate a lot of delicious turkey and had all the fun. Today, y'all are in for a very special treat.
Put your brakes on if you're at the stoplight.
Skirt.
Turn on your blinker.
Click, 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 click.
Pull into the parking spot.
Skirt.
That you see.
Again. Find it.
Turn off your car.
Put your joint down.
Open the door and run. We have some special guests on today.
Yes, we do.
That was a big intro.
We have like the coolest special guests on today. All the way from Las Vegas. Y'all please welcome Jen and Andrew. So these are some friends of mine that I've known forever, and they came down to have family here. They live in Vegas.
How did this moment in time, everything that they've done in life up until now has
brought them to this point.
Has brought them to them sitting there in a basement, filming a podcast.
Yeah.
How did this moment occur? What is happening right now?
They had to come down for Thanksgiving, and they had to come to have Thanksgiving with their family, and they had to come down for my baby shower.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they did that, and now they're here doing our podcast because.
That was the first baby shower I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
a couple's baby shower. We had to invite the boys. It's okay. Y'all excited to be in Birmingham?
I am.
don't you guys cheer at once.
Again, they're in the basement of somebody's house.
We came all this way to hang out in a basement.
That's right. Hey, it's okay. This is the place to be if we're here, okay?
Right.
So we did Thanksgiving, the baby shower, hung out last night, went over to Andrew's mom's and ate, and now we're here in the basement. They got to leave tomorrow, and so it's good to be able to catch up with my dear friends, and I thought this would be great if they were on the podcast because I'm sure that they have some pretty gnarly Don't Tell Mom stories.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you left out the night before last too.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
We definitely don't.
Well, before we just jump right into it, tell us a little bit about yourselves. What do y'all do? Where y'all from? I mean, we know y'all from Las Vegas. And you got a little new toddler, crawler. About to change your life.
A creepy crawler?
Yeah. They're new parents, folks.
Yep.
Some people probably clapped. Some people probably booed. I don't know. Congratulations. Bless their heart.
That's kind of like us on like every other day. It's like, do I clap? Do I not clap? Right.
Exactly.
It's more of a slow clap.
Yeah. I will tell you, their baby is awesome. Yeah. Okay. They have the coolest baby.
He's the Toots Magoots.
He is the Toots Magoots. Wait. Okay. Now I can bring it up again because I can tell the story because the best part of the story I didn't even know until last night. So two nights ago, we had the Iron Bowl this weekend. Roll Tide. Hey, everybody, Roll Tide.
Roll
that's
Tide.
Watching. So we that was on Saturday. I couldn't go. I had to work. But after work, they came over to hang out, and they were probably at the house for about 10 minutes. Andrew passed out on my yard at like 8 o'clock at night, drunk.
Wait, back up.
Fetal position at all.
Petting your grass.
Passed out on my .. I was thinking
yard.
Couch was about yard?
Wait, what? Yeah. On the front yard, in the neighborhood, all the neighbors driving by waving. It's not even like 2 in the morning either. This is like 8:30 p.m. That's like the biggest change I think that happens when you go from just a person to a person with a baby. I mean, the same shit happens. It's just you pass out earlier.
Right. Yeah, everything's cutting thirds when you have a baby. Like everything.
I was in our house for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 minutes. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I broke her couch.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to get out of here.
For those of you that aren't watching YouTube and just listening, Andrew's a big dude. Stand up. How tall are you? Like 6'7".
Yeah, he's taller than those lockers.
He's a big boy. Okay, and he comes in and just sits down on the couch like he is light as a feather. He just like literally drops his whole explode. All right.
I'm sitting here just picturing the people driving by because y'all have like Christmas decorations out, and you know, it's like, look at that Santa inflated. And then it's like, oh, what's wrong with that one, mommy?
We haven't blown that one
up. Yeah. No, everybody thought we had a Christmas tree. We didn't. Like, we just drug them out and left them in the yard, hadn't had time to put them up yet. That's
so I think
what we
you're
got.
Good. You blended right in.
Yeah, I'm sure the neighbors love that, but it's okay. I mean, you know, when in Rome, they've got the in-laws here and the grandparents and stuff that live here. So they were able to take a break from their, how old is Dalton? A year?
15 months.
15
yeah.
months.
So just every year.
Yeah. So they had the day off. I mean, he wasn't being irresponsible here, but this is the best part. This is what I was getting to was that. I found out last night that on the way home after when Jenna was able to corral him into the vehicle to go home, because I mean, it's 10 minutes, like you've already shit up. You broke the couch. You passed out in the yard. We got to go. I can't take you anywhere.
What
right?
could go worse? Just
so wait. She puts him in the car and they're driving home. And I thought surely he would have been, you know, sick by this point, but he didn't get sick yet. He was bawling, crying though.
It's that progressive stage. And first comes the emotional stage, like, and then there's the angry stage.
Well, he's, and this is what the sweetest part about it was. They're telling me the story. Jenna's going, yeah. And then I get him in the car, and he's crying his eyes out, like ugly crying, because he misses his son so bad. Oh, that's so sweet. I'm this little dude, their son. And I thought that, you know, that's proof right there that your life has changed.
But then he's like crying. I'm like, Mama needs some Schlossky. So in the drive-thru, like, collect yourself, kid. We got to go through the drive-thru. Okay,
it's like once he rallied his life, he's like, whoa, I'm not as young as I used to be anymore. I really miss my son.
I want to go home to my baby.
Yeah. Like, well, I've been there.
Just to tell you how early in the night it was, Schlossky was still open. Like, yeah. the deli is still open is what time it is. So Jenna's like, I've got to get something to eat. So you got to keep it together long enough for me to do this. So, yeah, times there are changing, okay? We've had some good times with these two. And one of my favorite stories, y'all, from you guys is how you met.
No, Lord.
It's a little embarrassing, but I think I've kind of cracked that egg already. You know what I mean? I think I've probably embarrassed you a little bit already, so you might as well just tell the story.
Yeah, like, I don't think it'd get worse, though. It's more embarrassing on my part. Yeah, we already embarrassed him. I guess we'll embarrass you.
I don't remember a whole lot about...
He was asleep in the front
That's
yard.
That's exactly how you succeed. You succeed by him not remembering.
I don't remember how we met. This love story began.
This is more like don't tell mom, it's don't tell Andrew.
Don't tell Andrew. Now, Andrew was there. He knows. Yeah. But I don't know. Does your mom?
Oh, yeah. She does know. Yeah. Because she was met? Like, you don't need to tell Dalton this story. I'm like, I think so.
I can see both of your mothers just hanging their head in shame and just being like, oh, well.
It was like,
you know.
Need to alter this a little bit. but we'll tell you all the real version.
All right. Tell us what happened.
No, it was, okay. So, like, August 2007. Yeah, so
she
I'm
knows
like,
the date, y'all. Oh, she went drunk.
circa 2007.
That's okay. A woman for you.
Yeah, right. So I was like,
trick us.
Like, my mysterious little boy. And like, but no. So okay, he lives in this like raunchy house.
It's they got, call it. What was his nickname?
Oh God. Like
bum,
Bum. I called him bum. Oh, I was like that house. I don't know, like burn it, torch it, like fumigate. So yeah, we called him bum because he literally was bumming on a couch, y'all. Like, so that's what I fell in love with.
That was the best. Well, he didn't break it.
I bet mom loved
but
that.
He didn't break that couch because he was sleeping on it. That
right?
was
exactly, like, exactly.
No, we used to get feeding through that couch for like for enough. Change go get like Wild Irish Rose from the gas station.
Okay, oh, I thought you were gonna say like a McDouble, but you're like, no, we need some more kicking chicken.
Need more alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol here.
College.
No, so we were like hanging out probably for like I think I'd met him like one time before that, but we hadn't like really been introduced yet. It was kind of like, oh, that's bum in the corner, and I'm like, bum's in the corner. Like, Roger that.
What were you? So what did you say to yourself? Were you like, oh, he's kind of cute for a bum?
He was like,
know?
Dude, this is what's so bad because back then I'm like, oh, he was so hot, and then they're like, oh, what was he wearing? I remember what he was wearing. He was wearing combat boots, camo pants, and a wife beater. Like,
yeehaw!
What did I fall in love
welcome to the University of Alabama. Roll like, Tide.
Kind of scratched my head on that one, but you know,
oh my gosh,
it worked out. It only took about 10 years of grooming him, but right, we're finally getting there.
Okay. I don't know. He seems like he's reverting back to the little bit. You had him tied up till after the wedding.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah, pretty much then. And so we're all hanging out. Like, I got to be friends with some of his roommates, and they're all like, yeah, let's go hang out on the roof, like, to drink beer. Like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's a typical college idea. Yeah.
Right?
This Why house not? Is probably, like, maybe 70 years old. You know, it's a great idea to go up on this roof. So we get up there. We don't have a ladder. So Andrew's the ladder. So we're like, he's hoisting people up, you know, copping a feel on my butt the whole time. He's like,
he steps away from the house a little.
So my plan to crawl on the roof is working.
Can you reach?
Get up there.
Halfway up, you're like, oh, this is why I wanted to get on the roof.
Right? He's like, all right, I'll help you down too. No, we get up there, and then, like, of course, my only friend that I know there, her and her boyfriend, he lived there at the time too. They go down, you know, to have some privacy, and they're like, all right, we're going to skedaddle.
Yeah.
And so then I'm stuck up here with Andrew and Anders. Because we call, you know, in the South, we call everyone by their last name. Yeah. So his name was Mike Anders, call him Anders.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting up there, and they decide they both need to take a leak. So they're dudes, so they piss off the side of the roof.
Of course. Yeah. No, where else are they going to pee? It's a frat house.
It's pitch black. You can't see anything. So then I'm like, oh shit, I got to pee. Like, and I'm like, how am I going to, either A, I'm going to have to get him to step down and once again fondle my ass.
So you can get down.
I'm like, I don't want to do this. So then, you know, better idea was like, oh, I'm just going to piss off the house too. I'm going to blend right in with this hole. So, you know, I'm like asking him, I'm like, you know, I was like, hey, do you mind if you hold my hands while I piss? Like, oh, it's like an A-line house. So like,
he's got long arms.
Like my butt's my butt's hanging on like one side of the A-line, and then my knees are on the other side. So I'm like, I'm like crouching over. I'm like, can you hold on to my hand so I don't fall? And then he's like, and then mid piss, it's like the most awkward silence ever. It's just like, like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, like roll tide. Like, I don't know.
Wait, okay, so hang on. Tell me. Can you imagine?
Cullen, you're down Tuscaloosa all the time. Yeah. Have you seen this before?
Picture this.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to paint the picture here.
It's like an A-line.
Okay, this is your first time meeting each other.
Legit, yeah.
And you're on the side of a roof in a,
what are you wearing? A dress?
Like a wall sit position.
I think I was wearing like leggings or something.
You know that you have any.
Down, so this was dangerous. You know, so it was a dress. Okay, I got you.
Are you like, so you're like, you know, squatted down like you're doing a wall sit?
Yeah.
Like that and holding on?
Well, because like, so it's
off
like
the edge of a building.
Off the edge of
So like, your knees, the way your knees bend, that's like how the roof bends. So like, you kind of just like, I kind of like hung
set on it.
Yeah.
So you're like dribbling down the side of this house.
Like,
yeah.
I think
down the front of the roof.
Yeah. Timmy's like, ooh, it's raining, mommy.
Where the street is.
Yeah, the worst part is that I'm hanging my butt towards the street view. Like, looking back at it, I'm like, that probably wasn't the best idea I ever had in my life. But,
right. You know, you had to pay, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was such an awkward silence. I'm like, I'm Jenna, by the way. Like,
my girl, while he's holding
your
hand.
Can you turn around while I pull my pants up? Like,
yeah, right?
Yeah, and then I think it was like literally like a month later we were dating. No joke. Like,
yeah. Wow. Is it love at first sight for you, Andrew?
Of course, always.
You pulled your pants.
Always.
This is not Jeopardy. This is, don't tell him. Like, he's like, the answer is.
He's got this one. I love that story. That's like the most romantic story. Cully, can you imagine them walking down Tuscaloosa in the street, walking down the street and just seeing ass hanging off the side of the house?
Oh, they're falling in love.
Yeah, you never would have thought that was a love story. And now how many years later y'all are married with a baby? Living?
We've been together for 11 years.
Holy moly. That was
the easiest birth process ever. I mean, you know, you've helped her pee off the side of a building.
Y'all are down. Y'all are teammates at this point. Y'all got this thing worked out. I love it. 11 years, man. I was there actually when y'all, when you proposed to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've been there for a lot of it, I guess. But the first few years I went privy to, I didn't know them when all this was happening. Or I'd try to beat some sense into these hooligans.
You would encourage
it. Because I remember seeing them around at parties. Like, that's what I was like, oh, that would be fun. Don't tell mom, guess. Because that's where I would see them, was at your house with parties
partying
and stuff.
Yeah. Heck yeah, doing our shenanigans up to no good. I will tell you. I will tell you. I will tell you that we that you know you're not the only one with a outlandish pee story. My favorite pee story. This is the well, it wasn't me, but I'm just gonna embarrass her because y'all know who I'm talking about. It's Meg. So our friend Meg, we were at a jazz fest in New Orleans one year, and your pee story just made me think of this pee story. I want to embarrass Meg a little. So we go to, we're seeing somebody. I don't even remember who it is, but you know how hard it is to get to the front of a band, to like see your band or whatever that you want to see. So we finally get to the front and it's raining. It's outside. It's a festival, whatever. We're like, we're not moving. We're seeing them right here in the front row and center. And it's raining. We're already wet, and we're still waiting on them to come on. We've probably got another 15 minutes. There's no way we can make it to the bathroom and back to our spots that we have fought for to watch, you know. And Meg just looks at me. She goes, "I'll pee on myself if you do." These are the kind of people I hang out with, okay, folks. And I just looked her dead in the eye and said, "Okay, let's do it."
It's like if you're going down, I'm going with you.
I mean, we're already wet. No one could tell. I mean, who's going to be able to tell? We're already wet. It's raining, and so I said, "On the count of three, we'll just let it go." Okay, and
that is desperate. Like yeah, I'm trying to get that point in my brain. Where I have to make the conscious decision to even say it out loud, like, and then to think about the consequences of, like, if I do it and then it smells, everybody's gonna know it's me. So let me talk somebody else into it.
How early is it in the
day? I'll talk somebody else into it. That'll make it cooler. And then it'll blend in better. Yeah, we're already wet. Yeah,
I mean, we're in New Orleans. We got the big ass beers, and we're, you know.
So y'all really did this?
We broke. Okay, so look.
Did you pee on yourself?
This is the thing.
Did you ever have the?
I didn't even really have to pee that bad. No. I was trying to be supportive of my friend, right? So I said, okay, let's do it. Because I mean, you know, what else would I say? So yeah, of course, let's do it.
No,
if you need an emotional, if you need support, I will help you. I will support you. If you needed to pee on yourself, I would make you feel better by saying that I peed on myself.
You would hold the hair back.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, and not a good analogy. Wait.
Hold the girl up. Like, whatever. Yeah. But I looked her in the eye and I said, yeah, let's go on three, one, two, three. And then you just saw the release in her face. And I just like, oh. Yeah. And then after it was done, I said, you really peed on yourself.
You like called her out.
No way. Like, gross. Jenna's got really one of those.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
look at Cullen. Cullen's, so for those of y'all just listening, Cullen has ninja'd his way over our new little set to check on our cameras. If I were you, I'd just go ahead and turn them off and turn them back on. For anybody that's been watching these podcasts and are listening, but watching also or whatever, on YouTube, we have always had trouble with our cameras. We always run out of time. Yeah, we're getting it together though. We're trying to figure it out. We got like alarms that go off. Okay, so folks, now this is what I brought you here for. Lay it on me. Give me your best don't tell mom story. And tell me, does she know this now? Is this something
that she already knows?
Yeah, it could be something she already knows, but I want to hear.
My mother literally knows like zero.
Zero?
She thinks she knows a lot.
Oh.
She started to catch me. She caught me sneaking out when I was maybe a senior. She says it was junior year, which might have been.
Just like you thought.
I think your mom would remember.
The end of junior year, like beginning of senior year. But I had been sneaking out forever.
He said she thinks she
You've been sneaking out your whole life. Yeah, you can walk.
I was so comfortable at it. I didn't even care anymore. I'm like, whatever, let's go.
As soon as you get cocky, you get caught.
He used to say stories all the time like, oh yeah, like I used to like turn off the exhaust or whatever to cruise down. She's I knew about that. Like she knew about everything.
Did she?
Oh, no, yeah. I was.
Now, what you do when you're
everybody
around,
thinks
not.
They were clever. I was the cleverest.
Okay. Doggy door.
So
that's my theory. That's my motto.
She says doggy door. Yeah. Like she.
I used to sneak out the doggy door. That is.
Wait,
genius.
Who did you?
I did.
Oh, you that's can fit. I was going to say he didn't I fit no fit. Through no damn doggy door.
Barely fit your regular
door. It would take like 15 minutes to get him through. It was like you keep coming. How long are you?
My parents' house there. Their street is long and straight, and it goes kind of up.
Yeah.
So I would, it got to the point where I would, like, round this turn in my neighborhood at, like, 60. And then I okay, that's it, safe. Right?
Okay. This is more just, like don't tell Dalton.
Just to get the, get the right? Crew get, speed. I get you.
Momentum. Yeah. And yeah. I put it in neutral, and then I turn the car off.
I remember. Yes. We used to ghost it all the time.
Right? Yeah, house, ghosted.
Their house at the very top of the street, and then you turn in with no power steering, you know. And,
no power so did brakes. You ever get stuck though? Where you were just like, "Damn it, no!" Like,
yeah, then you gotta crank backwards. It off.
Remember no, the old, no, you don't. You just gotta roll all the way back down and crank it.
That's right.
I was about to say. Remember the old house? Just a little pop in neutral, a little toe tap on the concrete. And you get that little downward hill, you know, yeah. backing out of that driveway.
Yeah.
You just get over that little hill, you're good to just back on down and then, you know, away from the house.
Yeah, that was the neighbors.
And I'll get to where I could just crank and go at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, you do it like while you're going down the hill.
Door still open.
Yeah. You didn't even slow down. Oh my gosh. So what happened? So you got busted?
Did you ever get caught?
Me, yeah, I got yeah. caught in the end.
In the end, yeah. Yeah, when you didn't care, you were too old.
I came in. I forgot what I was doing. Either drinking or hanging out with girls. Probably both.
Something bad.
Probably both.
He acts like usually, he was cool. He was in usually, the chess team.
Yeah. Hey, chess girls are wild. it was usually a combination of the two.
yeah, where there's one, there's another, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I forgot what I was doing. I think I was... Maybe hanging out with Farrell. Probably. There's a lot of nights where I went and picked him up and
joyriding.
Right. And I doubt his parents know anything.
Really?
Yeah, he was
he's an angel.
Problem.
Oh yeah.
He was always
an He's still like an angel in their eyes, yeah.
Right?
Really?
But
well, don't use his last name.
Yeah, we're in the South.
Right? You don't want to out him.
Patrick Farrell.
www.patrickfarrell.com. Send all emails
Born
to.
August 19th, 1987.
We go by middle name, really. Like, I mean, as far as, yeah, I know what you mean as far as like.
A nickname, you always went by like your last name.
Yeah, like in PE.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
in
I mean,
recess.
Everybody, yeah.
I think it was from like PE.
No one could say our last name.
And I think it was because coaches, like football coaches.
Come here.
Yeah.
Football coaches would coach or like driver's ed teachers were like football coaches and so they just call you by your last name.
Yeah.
But I think like going by your middle name, is it Dalton? What's his
Fisher is his middle.
So he goes by first.
Yeah. Okay.
He goes by Dalton, yeah. He's Patrick Swayze.
I want you to tell everybody what you nicknamed your son.
Oh my gosh.
Anything goes.
Toots
McGee.
Or what?
Triple D.
His nickname he was Triple D.
Okay, no, but first, can you guess?
Debbie Does Dallas. Yeah.
Can you guess what Triple D is?
Triple D?
Colin's got all kinds of ideas.
Yeah, no, that's his nickname?
Yeah.
Just tell him.
Dudley
he's not
doo doo.
Doo-doo Dalton.
That backfired on you.
It was Donkey Dick Dalton.
That's my boy.
Yes. Because it all started from like the ultrasound. So like
the ladies were like, "Oh my god!"
He's so like,
yes.
They're like, "Oh, that's a hand." No, it's not a hand.
No, they thought it was a foot.
Oh, yeah. They did think it was a foot. Yeah, they did.
Man. Yeah, I told him their son is so good. Like, I don't think I've ever seen that boy cry, but I told him, I said, this will be Sophia's boyfriend, you know, when Sophia comes, because he's only about a year and a half, 2 years older. That's perfect, right? Yeah. He'll have a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be great. So so I tell him that, and he says, well, I don't know if you'll want that with old Triple D. And I'm like,
oh, old Triple D.
Don't wish the head upon your daughter.
Yeah, right. Then the rest of the night, he got me. He'd call him my own damn dog TP.
Oh my gosh.
Thyroid problem.
Thyroid problem. Oh, he's not fat. He's got a thyroid problem.
Just big bone.
So anyway, but so yeah, so that's it. That's all you got then, Andrew, was you just snuck out one time. The rest of your whole life is just angel.
You even got caught sneaking back in the night before our wedding.
Whoa. He did tell us he did tell us another one. He fell asleep on the front yard.
But that was two nights ago.
I know.
I got tons.
It gets better with age.
Tons of stories. The issue was I was so good at sneaking out.
Yeah.
It was
So you were like professional.
It was on the reg.
It's like, why even talk about it?
I know, we did too. We just walked right out the front door.
I do, I do remember that. I heard that story where they taped like jingle bells to you. That was pretty good. I'm like, that's impressive.
And we interrupt your regular scheduled programming for a fun ad read from Poshmark.
Beep beep, Poshmark.
Tell us about this Poshmark.
Oh my gosh, Colin, I got the cutest thing from Poshmark. I don't know if you heard me talking about it last week, but I was serious. I went on and found a Louis Vuitton bag for $300, and it's like mint condition.
When you told me that, I started going on there. I saw Lacoste, Adidas, Nike, all this. Like, I was like, what? And just the searching ability, men.
Yeah, they got everything. They got all these awesome brands, and you can like negotiate with the seller. So I am gonna write about that Louis Vuitton, and I'm gonna try to get them down to $250 because I think I can, maybe. But we'll see. That's the great thing about Poshmark is that you can negotiate with the seller, and it's like, I mean, you know, Black Friday might be over, Cullen, but not. The sales continue. They carry on at Poshmark.
Okay? That is right.
So, listeners, if you want to go and get some awesome stuff on Poshmark, then do it. And I want you, listeners of the Don't Tell Mom, to get $5 off of your first purchase.
Ooh.
Yep. Just enter the invite code Don't Tell Mom when you guys sign up. That's invite code Don't Tell Mom.
That's awesome. So you're like getting a Hollister shirt that's like originally like what, $100? You're getting it for like $15, and then you get $5 off of that. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming. Yeah. Did you make the copy of the car key? Like, yeah. Did you ever have that? And then we had the little hiding spot. Like,
you just went to Walmart because they were open 24 hours. You just go to Walmart and make a copy.
You stole the car. You snuck out.
Yeah, you snuck out in the car. Yeah,
you snuck out with the car and the key. You went to Walmart on your joyride.
Yeah,
you made a copy of the key.
I had my own.
Saved up $1.25.
Like, I never stole the car when I was young. We would always ride off on bikes, or Farrell would pick me up because he was what, 8 months older than me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, no, I never actually stole a car. I had my own car since I was 16.
Okay.
But, no, I was just so good at it.
Yeah.
Well, like,
I think the only way they probably caught me is they woke up one night and like was probably had to check something. And like, where's Andrew at?
Right.
Because I always used to sneak out during storms.
Yeah.
Well, here you go. And coming.
Yeah. Wait till like a thunderstorm comes.
the worst possible times.
Right. The best thing is I would already be gone before they were even asleep. Way before.
Yeah. Nobody would understand. I don't think they ever even cared, really. They probably knew the whole time.
Who's got the balls to sneak out while I'm still awake?
I do.
While I'm still awake. Right? Oh, he's going to bed. He'll be good.
Yeah. I've done that. I've done that like a couple times, but now I usually wait. We've even discussed like drugging our mother. So she would go to bed. He puts a NyQuil in her.
Sleepy time tea.
No, they came to the point where they would try to stop me. I just kept sneaking.
Yeah. What did they do to try to stop you?
Took my door off.
Oh yeah.
The whole door hinge.
But he was just that kid that was like, I'm leaving anyway. Yeah.
He just made it easier for me to get.
You just cleared my path.
Squeaky door off.
For the most part.
I can throw this WD-40 away.
What are you gonna do when Dalton sneaks out? How are we gonna handle it?
Yeah, we have cameras in the house.
That's the thing, though.
I'm going to tell them. I'm going to be like, I'm going to turn all the
cameras
off.
And then even if it turns off, it like notifies it. Yeah.
Go.
Lock
it. Now's your chance. You're free.
Don't sit to your mother.
Yeah, talking loud over breakfast. Like, it seems like the batteries are all dead and all the cameras. All the trap, man. This is wrong.
I don't know, though. There's still... There's counter apps to the camera. You know, there's like different.
Oh, yeah, they're not
the cameras necessarily, but like for any like Google Map app, I don't know. There's always going to be something kind of like we were just talking
location
about.
Location services off.
Right. Like all that kind of stuff is so much easier to like keep track of your kid, but there's going to be stuff that comes out to where the kids can get around.
Yeah, because then they download the app that like jams.
There's no more like calling, like having your friend's mom that's cooler than your mom call and be like, yeah, so and so spending the night. All right, girls, y'all go party.
Yeah.
There's no more of that. Well,
I feel like we'll have to be on top of it more just if we're still in Vegas.
Yeah.
You sneak out in Vegas.
Then you're in Vegas.
Then you're married.
Anything could happen. Because you know that, like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So y'all are like down the road from the strip or whatever. Y'all, but it's not that far. Well, like, if they're sneaking out If I was a 16-year-old, oh my God, Cullen, can you imagine what we would have done if we lived 15 minutes from the strip in Vegas when we were kids? Like,
I'd probably have a show.
You know what? Have a show. Stop for tea. No, I mean, like, what? I'd be terrified.
Yeah.
Are y'all really staying there? Are you going to stay there in the teenage years, you think? Or
I don't know. I mean, I think probably like 5 years from now, we'll know 100% if we'll stay there or not. But I think like growing up there, because we know friends that are tried and true locals there.
Yeah.
And they say growing up there, you don't... It's not as appealing to go, yeah.
Right.
It's like it's like the tourist bubble. Like, so they stay in their bubble, you stay in our bubble.
Living at the beach,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just get sick of it after a certain while, or not sick, used to it.
Right. Yeah. You don't go all the time. Like I asked you the other day, how often do you go? Like never.
Just when people come in.
Well, like even when people come in, they're like, yeah, we want to go to the strip. He's like, all right, have fun. I'm like,
yeah,
come on. Like, we got to hang out
with you when you come back.
We had friends come to the beach one time, and they like did stuff that was literally 15 minutes away from our beach house, like all this rental stuff that you could go do and have fun that we've been going for years and we had no idea about it because we were just so used to it. Like it was all around us, but we didn't look at it that way.
Right. Yeah. You didn't know all the cool things right under your feet. Yeah. All right. Well, Jenna, what you got? Because she's the girl that Pete.
Which I told the Pete story.
My kind of girls.
We became best friends.
I know. I met Jenna. I actually met Andrew first through a friend. And then I said, let me meet, you know, Jenna had come out or whatever. I wanted to meet your girlfriend. And I met Jenna. And at the time, I think our other friend was dating somebody else I didn't like.
It was Matt.
And I was like, why can't you date somebody like Jenna? Yes. Jenna's awesome. You know what I mean? And we were just kind of
instant. We were best friends ever since. Yeah, it was the blonde girl.
Yeah, which, was, I mean, that doesn't narrow it down at all.
But. Damn blonde girls.
Sorry, Matt.
But you know, when you just click with somebody or you don't, and we've been friends ever since. I love it. But we are both kind of party girls.
Just a little bit.
So I know you've done something. And your mom, I know your mom. I mean, you know.
She like thinks she's caught me like on everything. She's like, I caught you in everything you got. And I'm like, nah. I was like, you know, like the iceberg, you know, like we see like a little bit. And I'm like, no, you haven't seen all of it.
Yeah.
Those were good moments. Like, yeah. No, she like, so when I first started sneaking out, like, I don't know, I started hanging out with probably like the wrong crowd or whatever, you know, just like, not like bad crowd, just like wrong crowd.
From crowd to crowd,
in high school you kind of like pop around, like you want to be a rebel for a little bit or whatever. Like I think I was probably like 15 when I first snuck out, so I wasn't even driving.
Hanging out with Andrew's crowd.
No, I told him, I said, if I would have met you in high school, we probably wouldn't be together.
I used to throw some crazy parties.
She
was actually supposed to come to one
This is before y'all, this is why y'all were in high school.
It was at a factory, I'm not gonna say what,
but did y'all know each other?
What type of factory?
You just figured out later on that you were supposed to be at that party. That was your party? That kind of thing?
Okay. Well, like, yeah, because our friends crossed paths like the whole time. Like he knew my friends, I knew his friends. Like, it was weird how we never like truly met.
That's crazy.
But like when I first started sneaking out, like I would just like legit go. I mean, like, you know, like the creaks in like your steps. So like I was on the third story. So I had to make it all the way down to the basement normally to leave because I can't walk out the front door.
Yeah.
So I would have to go all the way down to the basement. So you had to know, like I would study like the creaks in the step. Okay, I gotta step on this one. I studied it. Like, I mean, I like rehearsed it. So I'm like, I started sneaking out, doing a good job at it. My mom never had like the beep beep system or anything like that. So then I got caught probably like, I don't know, eight times into it or something.
We did.
No,
we had the beep beep system.
Yeah, they had the beep beep. Yeah.
Oh God.
And but so when I got caught with that, so then she turned on. We got caught like off roading or something. It wasn't like bad, but we were on private property, so that was the bad part.
Did you get caught because you got busted?
Yeah.
Somebody's yard.
Yeah. We were there. So like the cops the cops get us and they're like, you know, you're on private property. We're like, no, like, you know, playing dumb. And they're like, well, we gotta call your parents. I'm like, I'll go with you.
Do not call my parents.
I used to text my brother if like we ever got pulled over or something, or like, you know, for a trust, you know,
that's how we were.
Help. All right, they're gonna call, but I'm gonna get them to call your number and you're gonna act like dad. And he'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And he would answer and he'd be like, Dad. I'd be like, Really, dude? Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. He would tattle me all the time.
Oh,
her,
asshole.
Her brother does now have a badge.
Yeah. You should have known better than to trust him. I mean,
with your secret. There was one time you bailed me out. I got pulled over, or I got taken in, and they were like, we got to take your car. And I was like, no, what? It's okay. That's,
yeah, that, mom that's and a dad, whole other level.
Mom and dad are going to find out if they take my car. If they just do this to me, it's just me. Not, I'm, what, you know, what they
I
don't
got
know.
I his car and them. Bailed him out of jail.
And so, yeah, Brittany was, I was like, hey, did it. I got one call. Instead of calling my mom and my savior, I'm calling my sister.
Yeah. I feel like the sisters always help out. And then, like, when it comes to, like, be like, hey, you got to help me out now. And they're like, nah.
Well, see, the time he's talking about is that I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. So I put my own life in danger by going, because I had already been, you know, I wasn't doing something I was supposed to do. You know, it's like I was at church when he called. Like, I was out partying with my friends, and I was like, okay, we got to get it together. Sober up, you know, like, we got to go pick up the car, right?
So, the car, it was a Jaguar.
Yeah. It was a green.
It was a green Ford Escort wagon. And I had black lights. I had black lights installed. In the back
and
windows.
Then he had a turtle on his. He exchanged the stick shift for this little eight ball or a turtle.
Yeah, it was an eight ball at one point. And then I got my tongue pierced. But
that's how that goes with the thing to match.
And then, when I say black lights installed, I meant like double over duct tape and then stuck on with battery operated.
Yeah, that's what he means.
Any turn I took, they were falling
they
off.
Flickering. Battery's going out.
Spencer's.
We thought we were cool, though. I rescued you, and the cops just sitting there looking at me drive away. And I'm like, please God, let us get out of here before he can make it back to his cruiser. You know,
I had to just get around the turn, just get to the light and turn, and then, get out of sight.
And then, you know, when you hit it and you catch it after not being able to catch it, and then you just go flying off. That's what I did. I flew off.
I got that other call later on. I was like, God, please. And she's like, yeah, got it home. No worries. Da-da-da-da. And then I found out later that you had a struggle.
Well, then I think I had to come bail you out too, or whatever. I mean, it's just crazy that we were able to get one over on our mom.
We were always paying friends back for money.
helping us. Like, please.
Everybody.
Yeah, but we got away with it. She never knew you were ever locked up. Her baby boy, her golden boy.
Hey, Mom.
Golden
boy.
The pride.
I think she does. No, I think that was with the fake ID thing. I got busted. Yeah. And it took me out.
Luckily, knock on wood, have never even been in handcuffs.
Oh,
no,
I've always, been too elusive.
Yeah, too elusive.
Hey, I'll be the first ones to take off into the woods.
Every man for himself.
On my feet.
Yeah. Cops see him running. They're like, we can't catch that thing. It's like Bigfoot, Sasquatch running through. You're just like, no.
Long and lanky. That's crazy. You never.
And he's ballsy too. He marries a cop sister.
Yeah.
She's like, I accept that challenge. Yeah.
Like when I got in.
I'm banging your sister. Sorry, I had to say it.
Any cop the other night could have probably taken me in for public intoxication.
Yeah, in the front yard. Yeah, I mean
we walked out and Andrew's calling because he got arrested.
Right. Yeah. Well, I was just playing a prank, bro.
Yeah, right. You gotta tighten up.
I was just playing.
You didn't see that deflated Santa down the street? No. I was trying to play like him.
I was playing hide and seek.
Cullen, I'm sure you've probably used a few times that you were that you're a YouTuber. You know, I'm just doing this because of
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. No, that gets me by on a lot of... Well, and not only gets me...
It's a stunt, bro.
Yeah,
not only
gets me by, but it also, like, lets me know how much I can...
Get by with.
Yeah. Because a lot of, you know, stores are real particular, but, like...
Who was it that did something crazy, like, something just outlandish? It had, like, a big... float thing going down the river in the middle of a city or something. I think like, YouTubers can get away with all kinds of shit.
I think he's since been arrested again. Like,
you know those huge like floats that you have that, you know, with the, what is it, like
unicorn?
Flamingo. Or
yeah, but it's like it fits a bunch of people. It's like a humongous float that's been popular lately. Like 50
footer.
He like goes down one of those in the middle of like the river in Chicago or something.
No, I mean, it was LA, like, LA.
LA. It was somewhere in the middle of the city, just woo, you know, and then he's like, no one does anything because he's a YouTuber. He's doing it for
Well, they had like helicopters and all sorts of stuff like
following. They were trying to like get him to like, come out.
It was one of those like, pull over, where?
I can't pull over anymore.
He had like one of those gondola stand or whatever you call those big long, a two by four. It was literally only like 3 foot deep, but he was in the current. And these cops were like trying, and it like was one of those things that like went down, you know, one of those drainage.
Like a wash.
Yeah.
And he was like, supposed to be in there.
No, it was kind of gross.
Flash floods.
Yeah, I don't know if you're supposed to be in there.
You're probably going
to
get an STD swimming in there.
Hey, this is why I want to be a YouTuber so bad, though, is so I can just get away with anything I want. I just do anything I want.
It is, it's crazy what you can, like, once you let the people know what you're doing. Like, the other day I had to take a picture for Staples, and I was like, what can I do? I really wish I had brought this, this, and this. And I was like, I'm at a freaking store that has this, this, and this. I'm not going to. So I got over it. I was just like, hey, just.
Let me just borrow this.
I was like, look, this is what I'm doing. Here's what I'm here for. And once you explain what you're there for, instead of them like walking up on you being, oh, look at these stupid teenager mischievous kids.
Yeah.
Like once you tell them what you're doing, like they just like, they want to help you even more. So she like, she gave me a box and wrapped it with like Staples tape.
She's
and like,
oh, this will be perfect for this. Let's put this over here. Wait, let me get the set clean. You know, like people are like into it and I love it. I was actually, we got new headphones. Everyone who can see us, we have new headphones. So I stopped actually and picked them up today and we were on the, I was at Best Buy to go pick them up because that's what I thought Colin had sent me. And he said, and I get there and I'm going, I need, you know, this order. I'm giving them the name and I'm giving them Colin's name and my name. And I'm saying, okay, you know, they can't find it. And then the girl goes, well, I know who you are. She didn't even ask for my ID. I know who you are. I love Colin. I watch the vlogs. And, you know, she's like, I thought that was you, but I just, and then I said, I'm here to pick it up for Colin. She was like, I knew it was you. You know, like talking about me as her sister. It was crazy. But went from there and Guitar Center picked him up or whatever. But it's just crazy that people know you because you've been running around Hoover.
That's
and
crazy,
these streets.
Yeah. You were on the
these
phone the other day
like
at Target and somebody was like.
Yeah, somebody passed by me and was like, hey, you're Brittany. I love y'all's vlogs. And I said, I'm on the phone with Colin. She was like, I love Colin. You know, it's like your neighborhood vlogger.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
so
crazy.
Get away with murder.
it's the Target. Target balling and stuff like that's. I would just tell the security guard what I'm doing.
Yeah, like, if y'all haven't seen Colin's target balling, there's some impressive ones. I found myself going through them the other day. Like, how did you do that? That was so good
With a baby.
With a baby too. Now that you got two
or on the way too. Like all that. Like Katie was about to kill me.
Like, you're like, I don't know how I did it either.
That was at the old house too. Our garage looked like a daggum arts and crafts shit show.
Yeah, well, look at this one.
I was to say, there's a bouncy house, there's streamers,
there's a giant dinosaur in the corner. It's my favorite.
There's like four propane torches over there.
We don't even know what that's
for. Yeah, no, that was for when the 1,000 degree knife challenge. Don't worry, it's a YouTube thing.
Don't worry about that. All right, well, we're about to wrap it up, but before we go, I did want to ask, what is the one thing that you really hope, like, I guess this is for Jenna, what do you really hope that Dalton tells you? You know what I mean? Like, what's your advice to your son, I guess?
Like, what he taught
Like,
about?
Birds and the bees, or, like, I want to drink when I want to drink. Or
what do you hope that he never does that you did to your mom? What was one of the don't tell moms that you're like, please don't do this to me, because it was really dumb?
I would say don't go through a doggy door, but he actually already did that.
No, he's already learning your ways.
Bro, I was like, no, yeah, so I'm installing, quick story, I'm installing a new doggy door, because I decided we were getting a fourth dog, so we're those people.
We love the dogs.
So I've been installing this doggy door for like this new dog room for them, and I'm like, Dalton's going through it, and I think it's so hilarious. I'm like taking a video of it, and I send it to my mom, and she goes, like, mother, like, son, like, already learning. She goes, he's already learning now, you're totally screwed. I'm like,
so screwed.
I'm like, oh, this is really cute. No, please don't do that.
That's funny that a picture of your son crawling through a doggy door is so relatable. Like, yeah.
Me too.
I need like a yeah. I need a picture of me going through one. I don't know if I can. I might break a hip now. Like, I'll call Andrew from work. But dude, you got to come home. I'm stuck in the doggy door. You're stuck. No, I mean, I don't know. I think I don't want them to ever like not be scared to come to me about stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was at times where like, and it was never like something my mom did. It was just kind of like how we grew up. Like you were always like terrified to tell your mom anything. And it's like, mm-hmm. I want to be that mom, like where he comes to me and he's like, hey man, like I effed up, but this is what I did. Like I want him to like, be honest with me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thing too. I don't want to ever be lied to.
That's the hardest part between is like drawing that line of best friend and dad or mom and like, and finding that, like and especially when I was like doing the diving coach thing, it was like, at what point am I like coach Cullen versus like, yeah, let's have fun and make splashes off the diving board.
Right.
You know, like,
you gotta
That's going to be interesting. We've been with technology and everything else involved.
What's yours? What's something that you hope he never does that you did?
No, if you break it, just tell me.
It'll be better on your rear end.
Right. Like, I don't want to like try to go to use something.
I hate that. Yes.
And it's like, broken.
Hey, or if you take it.
You ain't got to tell me
how to put it back. Don't ever pour water.
Not even break it. If you move it, just put it back.
Don't pour water in my vodka. That's the best one. Don't let you dare.
That is the worst thing. Like, we used to do that to my parents. Like, we did it to like my friends' parents all the time, and they would get so pissed. They would like go like during like a Bama game. He's like going to make his like Red Bull and vodka, and he'd be like, Hannah, like, screaming at us,
and we're
like, run,
like, run, he can taste it.
He was like, I'd rather you just take the bottle, like, just take the whole thing. Like,
you ain't got to tell me the truth as far as how you broke it, just tell me that you broke it.
I don't even know the nitty gritty story. Yeah. I'm like, be honest, but not too honest with me. Yeah. Like, I don't want to know like a lot of stuff. Like,
yeah, no, I was like, fooling around with the neighbor girl.
Have you ever used a broken toilet before? It's the worst
for everybody,
and a cow. If you sit on the couch and break it,
I did get a text the next morning, and Andrew goes, sorry about your couch. It's like, it's okay, man. It's
like one of the few things I remember from that night, later on in that night, is like the look on everybody's face when I sat down. Like, oh, man.
I mean, should I not be here?
I gotta get out of here. Get out. They were judging me.
So it was like that. There was like that moment where you saw Andrew's face going, should I pretend like I didn't hear that? Did everybody hear that? And then everybody heard that. I was like, I gotta go. And he was
just act like it didn't happen.
He went outside and passed out in the yard.
That was his time out.
Yeah, it was.
Right. Go outside.
I love it. That's y'all are hilarious. We've had such a good time since you've been home. I hate to see you go. I wish I could convince you to move back home and help me take care of this baby since y'all have got experience now. I need all my friends to come home.
Trial and error.
But y'all are awesome. Right. Thank you for coming on the podcast today. It's been so good having people in here. We're going to try to do more guests. I know me and Cullen talked about it with y'all a couple of podcasts ago, I guess, that we're going to try to do either guests or on location and stuff like that every month.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have like more of a schedule. And
you do location in Vegas.
Yeah. All location in Vegas would be that'd give us a year's worth of podcast. We'll be like, it's happening right now. Just record people, you know.
Then we can tell you about Jenna's aquaduce.
Oh, I almost brought that up, but I was like, that's too embarrassing. We already embarrassed her with the pee story.
You already
got
me crying on the way home.
Yeah, we belittled his man.
I fell asleep on the yard, crying on the way home.
And then, like mother, like son, my son did aquaduce for the first time.
Oh my God.
I sent like a picture. Of course, before I clean it up or take him out, I take a picture of it, obviously. So I'm like, taking a picture, and he's like sitting there, like, did you just take a shit in the tub? And he's like, not it. I sent a picture to Andrew, and he's like mother, like son. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, but here's the thing with all your like mother, like son stories, you were a grown woman when you did your shit. When you shit in the water, you were an adult.
Oh, yeah.
When you went to the doggy door, you were a teen. You know, right? This is a child. He's a year old. Leave this child alone.
She had her own Britney there. Like, I won't say anything, I promise. last one.
Listen, look.
We had like a discussion on the way here. I'm like, this is what you're not going to talk about.
No matter what, not bring up the awkwardness.
All it does is like remind him to talk about it.
That just shows you that there's so much more out there that we can get out of people if we had more time.
We need to hook up. We need to hook up the Skype and get you guys on every month.
Don't forget to get your Don't Tell Mom merch real quick. We need to get like merch for all our guests so that come to throw out merch.
Dalton, it's in the laundry right now. I mean, it's literally in the laundry. Like I wanted to bring it, but Dalton, we have these little cute little onesies that say Don't Tell Mom on it that are so cute. So Christmas present.
Little shirts. Get you some.
Yeah, check us out on www.thedonttellmompodcast.com.
And
then you can go from there to anywhere you want. You can do the merch. You can do the YouTube. You can do the pods. Whatever.
Give this some thumbs and some favorites and all that jazz.
Yeah, applause.
Yeah, it helps us out. It bumps us up there in the search and all that stuff. So you can not tell mom more stories.
Thank you guys so much for watching. This has been awesome. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast, and we will see you guys next week for Two Times Tuesday.
Don't tell mom.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bam. Bye. 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 Bye.